Welcome back to On the Same Page. I'm your host, Emma Kirsten. On the Same Page is an Ithacan podcast where we look into the top stories in news, sports, and life and culture. But this week, we're doing something a little different. If you recall our sports preview episode from the beginning of March, we'll be doing something similar where we are speaking with our life and culture editors, our head life and culture editor, Molly Fitzsimons, and our assistant life and culture editor, Mariana Contreras, as well as our design team, our co-design editors, Grace Vanderveer and Molly Teska, about the arts edition of The Ithacan. We are so excited with how this episode turned out and how this spread turned out, so we're really excited to be here. This episode is coming out a few days later than anticipated. Our usual episodes of On the Same Page get uploaded a few days after our edition of the paper is released, but over the eclipse, I lost track of my hard drive. I think it got up and walked away. But now I have it again, and now our episode is done. Later than expected, but nevertheless, it is here, so enjoy. I'm here now with our life and culture editors, Molly Fitzsimons, and our assistant life and culture editor, Mariana Contreras, and they're here to talk to me today about the arts edition in The Ithacan. So welcome to On the Same Page. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Molly Fitzsimons. I'm the head life and culture editor, and I'm a senior integrated marketing communications major.
Hi, my name is Mariana Contreras. I am a journalism and screen cultures double major. I've been working on the Ithacan as an editor for like 6 months now, which is pretty exciting.
Perfect. So first of all, welcome back, Molly, and also Mariana. Both of you have been on the show before. So to start off, could you explain to our listeners, what is the Arts Edition? What's going into that? What is the Arts Edition?
Thank you for having me back. So the Arts Edition, this is actually the first year we are doing this. In the past, it has been called the Food Issue or the Food Insert, depending on if it came out with a print week. And it was essentially a highlight of a bunch of different restaurants and foods in the Ithaca area. Now, this year we've actually changed it and we're doing something a little different. We're doing the Arts Edition.
It's our little baby, our little project. It's hard to put it like into just some words, but we're basically trying to like highlight different kinds of arts around Ithaca. So it's very much like this collaborative effort of just like going, think of it like a little tour at the arts at Ithaca.
We're really digging into the different arts and culture that is in Ithaca. So we went into the live music venues. We went into the State Theater, which is a really big focal point of our community. We went into the local gallery, so the one on Ithaca and Cornell's campus. And we went into also some like drink pairings with music. So we did get into a little bit of food, but we didn't really focus on food. And we were able to, I guess, just get a better understanding of what Ithaca has to offer in terms of arts, because I feel like it's very easy to know like the State Theater, and maybe like as an Ithaca College student, we have a small art gallery on campus, but we were able to dig into local theater, which I think was really interesting. We have 4 local theater groups / venues here, which I didn't really know about beforehand. So it's really just been an opportunity to, I guess, compile and share a bunch of great opportunities to explore the arts in Ithaca for students and readers alike.
Beyond being the editor, it's a kind of issue that if I were a student, I would really love to have, you know.
For this arts edition, sounds like there was a lot going on, a lot of different stories to cover. So I'm curious, what was that like getting reporters to cover it? And how did that go when you were like pitching it at your staff meeting?
Yeah, so basically we first pitched it to like the life and culture staff. We had some people pick it up. Of course, not like everyone was able or like free, but we had interest. Once we saw like how many staff was able to pick up stories, we also pitched it out to like the e-board. So we have a lot of like e-board members writing stories, which was really cool to see them. You know, I'm used to like you doing podcasts or shadow Emma wrote for the arts edition, but you doing the podcast or Kaylee doing photo and stuff like that, and seeing like that other side of it was also really cool.
So the way we compiled our stories was essentially we started with a big old Google Doc, like one does. And from there, we dug a little more into what angles could be. So for instance, the State Theater, is historic. It's been around for over 100 years. It's an absolutely incredible space. But we didn't want to just like talk about the State Theater, because you can talk about the State Theater all day and what they bring, but we needed a little bit more of a, I guess, a unique reason that why we're highlighting it in the arts issue. So it really just led into, I guess, us pitching the stories, figuring out what were the cool aspects. A couple of our staff writers wrote, which was incredible, and we also had a couple pieces written by the e-board, which was also very great to see kind of a diversity of people contributing to this large project.
You mentioned this previously about past similar efforts by the Life and Culture section. So I'm curious, like, what was like your inspiration for, I guess, like the layout and like just the general goals of this insert? Like, were you guys inspired by last year's food insert, or were you kind of just coming up from scratch, coming up with these ideas?
Yeah, I mean, I think the food insert and the sports editions were a big part of like the logical, like physical inspiration for it, just like being able to have that. And then beyond that, now that we're putting it together, I think for me a big inspiration has just, like I was mentioning in the beginning, I am someone who really loves entertainment and arts, and I always knew I wanted to do journalism that had to do with like encouraging people to see the things that maybe we take for granted. So I think that that was a lot of the inspiration beneath this article. Just like, you know, there's, Ithaca is a town with so much art.
So a lot of, in terms of organization, I think was very heavily design and what stories we had. So since we knew we were breaking up the new edition into theater, music, like traditional arts, and then a space for film, we knew we were going to do those four sections. How we broke those up in terms of design was very much up to our design and photo team, because it was based on what we had. So the previous issue was the food issue. We did reference the food issue when we were looking into like what a non-traditional issue looks like. We have a pretty, I guess, strict format of how our paper looks every other week, but with this we had a lot more room to play around with, not necessarily things like font, but like I will say a lot of, in terms of the look of the issue, is different, and that is, I would say, very heavily because of our very talented design team. It was kind of like, oh, we have these stories, we'd like them maybe on the same page, and the design team would make that come to life. So in terms of just understanding what a non-traditional issue would look like, there was reference to the food insert, but I would not say that it drew too heavily on the food insert in the past, since this is a completely new thing that we had to start.
What was it like collaborating with our design editors?
I cannot give enough praise to our very talented design team. They have been and are just so patient, so incredibly attentive to detail, and also so willing to try new things, which with a new thing that we're doing here, having never done this before, it was absolutely needed, and it's definitely the kind of people we needed. So I think they just absolutely knocked it out of the park.
I think a really cool thing about the arts thing, and one that like made that collaboration especially important, is that, you know, it's an art issue, like an art edition. You want it to be visually appealing. So a lot of the conversation was like around that, around what we wanted to have for every page. And honestly, it looks so cute. Like, I love the design. It's amazing. All the like little illustrations are great. The pictures are great too. And so it was really a collaborative work in the sense of like, as a writer, of course, you have a vision of what you want to tell the people, but thinking of it also visually, we had to make sure that our ideas aligned so that the pictures were highlighting the same things that the articles were highlighting, that the illustrations complemented everything, and it made it really fun.
It was just, I am so pleased with how it came out. I think it's beautiful and gorgeous, and I think so much of that has to do with the design team and the time they were willing to put into this. Collaborating with design was absolutely incredible. I am so pleased with how it came out, and they were really, really willing and able to make not just the words on the page look good, but to make all the elements on the page make the words also, I guess, collaborate in their own way.
Were there any particular challenges that came up throughout making this issue? Sounds like it's a lot of moving parts, a big responsibility. Sounds like a lot of fun, but at the same time, it sounds like a lot to do. So what challenges came up in that process?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest challenges was just like timing wise. The weekend before was Easter, and that meant that a lot of riders were like out with family or like doing this or that. So it was hard to like get edits in and all that stuff. I think that in overall, that's just the hardest part, but it makes sense when you have so much content and, you know, like there's a big team working on it, but really like everything has to go at some point through Molly and I, and it was just like complicated to organize ourselves.
12 pages of content is a lot, especially as a section that doesn't typically have high volumes of content. We don't not have stories. We usually push out probably 10 to 12 articles. But I guess having a higher volume but of mini articles was hard. I think that when you're juggling that many writers and photographers and designs and pages and just everything and trying to get it through the copy stages and the editor-in-chief and the proof and the purgatory, which is what we call our spot where our editors have to go back and do more edits.
I know it well.
I think it was just a lot of... In a short amount of time, there was a lot that needed to do. And I'm incredibly grateful for Mariana, who absolutely just killed it with the editing. I was away the weekend before print, so her just whipping out of nowhere with a ton of edits made it so much easier to come back and to just try and, I guess, piece together what was left, which was a lot. But taking the edge off and being able to have someone who's incredibly on top of it, I think, is huge. And that was a big factor.
As someone who has been in the office, it's very clear how much passion and effort you guys have put into this edition. And being able to work on it and write one of the pieces was so much fun. And so to wrap things up, what was your favorite piece? Or what is your favorite piece or page?
That's a mean question. I don't know. Okay, I would like to lead with that. I like that every single page does have something a little different that it has to offer. So I will say design-wise, I have many favorite pages. My favorite page design-wise is probably the drinks and music pairing page. I think writing-wise, not in terms of quality, just in terms of like the story, I have a couple. I really, really enjoyed reading. We did some Q&As with student-run bands, which I think was really, really interesting. And getting to like... hear the students talk about their experience being in a student-run band. I thought that was fascinating. Becca Gatto, who wrote the story about the Wayland School of Music at Ithaca College, now has its very new mural, and the artist actually came and gave a talk about that, so that was a very interesting feature. But I will say, writing-wise, and I hate to say this too, but like the drinks and music pairing was very, very cute, and it was such a nice touch because I feel like other pages were a little more like traditional article style, even though a little shorter. But another one of my favorites was our submission of thesis films page. I think it came out really nice. And I don't know, these seniors work really, really hard, and they've been working hard for 4 years making these films. And this is their like big film. Like this is what they've been working on for 4 years. And they get to really show these off at the end of the year. But to get a little peek into what they've been working on, I also thought was really, really lovely. So there's not a single page I don't like in this arts edition, but there are some that I feel like have a really special touch. And I think it's just because that little peek into the different things we're looking at.
Well, guys, this was so much fun. I'm so excited for this to come out, and I'm so excited for all our listeners to look at it. To our listeners, if you are on campus or in the Ithaca area, you can find this edition, this special edition of the Ithacan, at any of our usual distribution points around campus. And to those of you who are not in the Ithaca area and cannot come get a copy on campus, you can check out the PDF version of the spread on our website, theithacan.org.
We will also be uploading each of the stories and sections onto the Arts Edition tab under the Life and Culture tab on the Ithacan website if you would rather read the stories individually than scrolling through the PDF version.
So that's all I got. Thank you to Molly and Mariana for joining me today.
I love being here. I love when you have me. I've loved doing this project, and I'm very excited to see what else we keep putting out during the next few months, years, ages, as long as I get to be a part of the Ithacan. Or not, you know? I still want to see what they put out once I'm gone.
Thank you for having us.
I'm here now with our design editors at the Ithacan. We have Molly Teska and Grace Vanderveer. And we're going to talk about the arts edition. Grace, Molly, welcome to On the Same Page. It's your first time making an appearance. I'm so excited. Feel free to introduce yourselves a little more and talk about your experience at the Ithacan.
I'm so excited to finally be on a podcast. But just like a little background context is I'm a sophomore communication management and design major. And we might get into a little bit how that maybe translates into the job as design editor because it's a pretty unique role. But I think Molly would say the same thing.
I would agree. I'm Molly. I'm also a communication management and design major. I'm a junior right now, and I've been design editor for the Ithacan for 2 semesters.
Cool. So, yeah, this is really exciting for me because I've been on the board for the same amount of time as you guys. So, like, we're having a full circle moment right now. Yeah, to start off, for people unfamiliar with the goings-on of a newspaper, could you kind of describe a little bit what it means to be on the design team?
So as the design editors, what we do primarily is we do the layout of the print newspaper, and we also do like illustrations and graphics, like graphic design and like thumbnails for podcasts and all that sort of stuff. We'll do those for both in the print paper and online. So like even when we have our online weeks, we're still doing stuff. And then we also have a small staff who helps us with illustrations.
That sounds really cool. And so I'm curious, we talked about this a little bit with our sports editors when we were talking about the spring sports preview a few weeks ago to our listeners. If you haven't listened to that episode, you should check it out. It was a lot of fun. And they talked about Billy and Flynn, about how they collaborated with you guys to get the designs on the page and make the athletes kind of stand out more than they would for like pictures for like a game story. So could you speak on like what I guess like the creative process is like from hearing about what the stories are that week? And like what is that process like communicating with the other editors or with the photography section to kind of get that design from concept to like being on the page or on the website?
I think one of my favorite parts about being a design editor is that it's super collaborative and we always have collaboration going on across every section of the board, basically. That shows up very heavily in our front meetings. After all of our 1 week out meetings, we have an extra secret meeting called the front meeting where we kind of parse out with the different content sections exactly what they want their front to look like. So it's design and photo and then that section, and we all kind of have a discussion about how many photos would be appropriate and what columns are going to look like, just basically getting the layout figured out. And then if they have ideas for illustrations, they present those to us, and we have a big whiteboard that we can sketch out what we think the front is going to look like. If they don't really have solid ideas for illustrations yet, that's where we can do a little brainstorming and try to figure out what's going to convey what's in the story best. So it's always a big collaboration.
So for the sports preview, I know that we get to have a little more artistic liberty with how the page looks and how the photos are presented. So specifically for the arts edition, could you speak on like what are some like major differences from the typical print edition of the Life and Culture section?
For the arts edition, we get to take a lot more creative liberty than we usually do, even though we do get more creative liberty with like the Life and Culture front and the sports front in the regular paper. Like we get to do a little bit with it, but it's only like one page that we get that freedom. But with the arts edition, it's like every page is going to be fun, and like we'll do different layouts for every page and have illustrations and cool like background elements, lots of fun colors that in like news stories, for example, like we're not going to include any of that because it's really distracting to the reader, and like really it's about the content and like a little bit about the design of it, but having a lot of that stuff going on can be distracting. So with this, like the whole point is to be visual and have a lot of fun with it.
I think the arts edition specifically is really letting us get kind of extra creative. I mean, in Grace and I's run on the board, we haven't done an arts edition yet, and we're finding out that there's just a lot more room to play around with it, especially if some of the pages aren't full articles or like traditional article length, or there's other things going on. There's photo essays, there's galleries, there's a mural map. It's going to be just a lot. There's a lot more variation.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. It just seems very fitting to have a edition of the paper about the arts in Ithaca. It would seems complimentary to get a little creative with like the layout and illustrations that are on it. Could you guys speak on, this is coming out after the paper is published, so could you guys share a little with the audience, like which page was like your favorite to make maybe?
I have a personal favorite right now in the process. I was spending a lot of time on this one page of the music section where it's pairings of drinks and bands at different places around Ithaca, which I believe all of it is written and photographed by you.
That is correct.
So that's pretty cool. It's a whole Emma page. And I think the design of it is coming out really cool. We did something a little silly with the photo frames. So I think it's just going to be really aesthetically pleasing.
Well, I'm flattered, first of all. That was also like a lot of fun for me to write. It's not how I usually spend my afternoons following classes. Nevertheless, I had a great time. And I found out about a lot more, like there's a lot more bars in the area than I thought there were. But it was really cool to go out and like try to get a good picture. Yeah, I'm flattered that you thought that mine was so fun. Grace, what was your favorite so far?
I think I'm really enjoying what I'm currently working on. Like moments before starting this podcast, I was working on the mural map and it's coming along and it's really fun. I'm enjoying it. It's going to be really cute. We're going like really cartoony with it, but in a fun way. We're going to have like pastel colors and we found a cool font. It's design is all about finding fun fonts. That's one of the like artistic liberties you get to take with like a sports preview or an arts edition or the fronts that you don't do on like the regular pages, is that like sometimes you pick a fun font. It's not just like drawing something. There's also elements like that that you can play around with. So found a fun font and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, I love a good font. I feel like I think it like adds, like just right from the get-go when there's like a funky font on the title, you're like, oh, this is gonna be a different kind of story, like oh it's related to the theme. Like I think Polar Plunge last week had a funky font.
It had a nice snowy font. I think they had run through a couple ones. Sometimes the section editors will find ones that are more related to the story since they know the whole angle and everything.
Can you describe like what was like the, you mentioned like pastels in the map that you guys made, so like was there like a general like aesthetic that the entire spread was going for, and could you speak on that?
Yes, absolutely. So we went into it knowing that we wanted to choose a color palette, because one of the things we drew inspiration from for this, because this was the first time we've done an arts edition, so it was kind of like we were given a blank slate. But one thing we did draw inspiration from was last spring's food insert, because that was kind of similar in that it was like very visual. There was a lot of fun design going on and it had like those non-traditional stories where like there'd just be like short blurbs about things. So we took a lot of our inspiration from that. And looking at that, we decided before we even got started that like we wanted to choose a color palette much like that specific edition had done. It had like chosen a color palette of like purples and oranges and pinks that kind of just looked really cool, and it was like repeated throughout the issue. And so what we did was we like chose some colors that we liked and then repeated those throughout the paper, and we did like section dividers for different like fields of the arts, like music and visual arts, for example, and like each of those sections has its own like corresponding color. The first section is music. That's like kind of a peachy salmon pink color vibe, and there are like gradients, so it's not really one color. It's like there's a range of values on each one. We're just big fans of gradients. But So music is like those peaches, and then the theater section is like a dark pink magenta type of color. And then Molly, if you want to talk about the other two sections.
Yes, the film section is a nice sage green type deal. And then the final section is visual arts, and it's blue to turquoise. So we have some illustrations in each section also that are kind of matchy-matchy with the banner that is for that section, which I think kind of ties things nicely together. I also just really like how the theater banner is like dark red to magenta, which is a little bit indicative of perhaps curtains on a stage.
Were there any challenges that came up during this process?
So one of the challenges for us was, because this was an issue of the paper where we had so much freedom to kind of do whatever we wanted with layout and stuff, that we kind of had a hard time like getting into it. I think it's easy, like once you've got the ball rolling, to like push it all the way through, but to like initially start can feel very daunting, especially when it's a special edition of the paper. Like, you're not just using the same template that you use every time. So a challenge for us was like in the past couple of weeks trying to figure out exactly what that was going to look like, and like making sure that we were prepared with like where each story was going, because that's something that we plan out well ahead of time, is exactly which page every story goes on and like how many photos there's going to be. And because we have so much freedom with this, it's like kind of more difficult to come up with that, and it's a little more time consuming and happens a little more last minute, that we have to kind of figure out what the final product is going to look like.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a little daunting when there is no template like that, especially for the pages, like I had mentioned before, there's photo essays and things that show up a lot less often in the traditional paper, so there's really no guide for us to go off of. We kind of just have to build it from scratch, which is super freeing, but also there are some intricacies of that that we don't know until a couple days before, and we kind of have to keep an open line with photo and life and culture to get like how long blurbs should be, because you know, when we put stuff in for regular stories, there's always kind of a precedent of how long they are and where the photo boxes go and everything like that, and how many photos we can have. And all of that kind of goes out the window when it's a more creative project like the Arts Edition. So it just kind of figuring out how much of each thing we have so that we know what we're working with for when we have to build it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you guys put a lot of work into this, and the vibe I'm getting is that you are proud and excited. So kind of to just wrap up, do you have any parting thoughts before we go?
Check out the Arts Edition. I think it's going to be really cool. I'm excited that we got to be a part of this.
Yeah, I think even if like you're seeing the content online, it's definitely worth it to pick up a print edition, especially for a special issue such as the Arts Edition, because you don't get to see all the cool page layout online. I mean, you will see like the cool photos and stuff, but it's like a really unique thing that you don't see anywhere but in the print edition.
I just remembered another cool part of the paper is we have some community art submissions. So we had sent out a form for people to be able to submit their own art, that and some of it is going to show up in the paper, and it's going to be really cool. I'm glad we're getting the community involved.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us again on the show. It was a pleasure to have you. This was such a fun conversation, and I'm really excited for the spread to come out. Yeah, so Grace and Molly, thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This has been On the Same Page. Thanks so much to our editors for joining us this week, and thanks to you for listening. You can check out the Arts Edition on campus at any of our distribution points or online at theithacan.org. You can also listen to other episodes of On the Same Page and our other Ithacan podcasts anywhere you stream podcasts when you search The Ithacan.